Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address a seasonal issue: holiday parties, socializing, and drinking.
Ooh.
What do you do if you don't drink and don't like to socialize at work? Our question involves a person who recently quit drinking and is worried about looking like a Puritan and a party pooper at the office holiday party.
Yikes. 'Tis the season. Holiday parties bring up a lot of issues for people. I'm looking forward to talking about this.
I'm so glad we don't have a company holiday party so that I don't... I always hated them.
I actually have a holiday party coming up with some classmates, so this is going to be really helpful because I don't drink as well.
Oh, well, this will be good. So why don't you read the question? Did you send in this question?
I may or may not have sent this question. I have recently joined a small startup company, and everyone is very friendly. At the moment, I am not drinking alcohol. I have a lot on my plate out with work and family responsibilities, and I felt that alcohol was making me less efficient, and I was also concerned that having a few, and sometimes more than a few drinks, was making me look less than professional. However, we have our Christmas party coming up this week, and everyone in the office is freely talking about getting drunk. I obviously don't want to do this, but I fear looking like a Puritan or judgmental when I mention that I'm not drinking. I don't want people to think that I had a big problem with alcohol, or that I can't control myself, or that I'm boring and a party pooper. I honestly don't know how to handle this or what to say. Have you any suggestions?
It's so odd to me that you're considered a party pooper if you're not drinking.
Uh-huh.
I mean, right. Listen, my position has always been that you have a limit anyway in any professional event where you don't want to get drunk, because this is a professional event. And we all know when you have a little too much to drink, your inhibitions go down and you do things that at the moment are a lot of fun, but really you don't need to have them be judged or seen in the workplace. So that guy who comes in and does the computer repair, you don't really need to get drunk at the party and go home and sleep with him.
Right.
So... and that's the kind of stuff that happens when people look at an office party as sort of like a friend party. That's not what it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I was going to say is I really appreciate this question, because this is someone who has in the past, I think, experienced drinking more than perhaps he or she wanted to and felt the ramifications of that. And it's also, if you are someone who has been drinking and you're not drinking now during the holiday season, that in itself can be very challenging.
I bet.
I mean, I agree that absolutely you have nothing to feel bad about, but I do think that navigating holiday parties when you're not drinking can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, first of all, you should have a drink in your hand. I don't think you should not. And and you can always get, I mean, I usually get some kind of sparkling water with lemon or lime in it or something, or bitters, so that it looks like you're actually having a drink.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody says, can I get you a drink? You go, no, I'm really good. Like, always get it yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to fall into the trap. They always have something non-alcoholic. Or maybe they have a virgin drink that looks like you're having a party drink, but you're really not.
You could have a virgin rum and Coke.
Right.
Without the rum.
Exactly. With just the Coke. So, you know, or... you know your limit. If some people know that they can have a half a glass of wine or they can have one drink and they're fine, then do that and then switch to something else.
Mm-hmm.
You leave early if you have to.
Yeah.
I come up with another excuse, like you have another party that you have to go to.
That sounds good. I was going to say, I think that the key here for this person and for anyone who's trying not to drink specifically, not just they don't drink, but they're trying not to drink, is to have a support program, mm-hmm. like a system set up. So starting early is good, you know, being at the party early and leaving early is fine. If you want a buddy, someone else who can just be standing by you just so that you feel like you've got like a buffer of some kind. And the other thing I would say is if you want to bookend with someone, and bookend being that you talk to someone before you go and talk to someone after, just so that you feel like you've got supports around you, mm-hmm. and that you're ready to say, to you know the drink you're going to have, you know, mm-hmm. and you know what you're going to say when people ask you. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Kathy, when people ask you?
Like, I had my limit, or, you know, maybe later.
Yeah.
But people don't usually confront me. To me, the people that confront me are the ones that have an issue themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to figure it out. But I also don't really understand why you need alcohol to have a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, having a good time and laughing and joking and dancing or whatever the fun is at that party, you can still do that. And you can right. look like you're having a good time without mm-hmm. actually being inebriated.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you have to remember that it is a professional event, and, you know, even if everybody is drunk, somebody's not. Or everybody will talk about it later, and you don't really need to be talked about.
Well, actually, when you're saying about having a good time, I think that that is one of the keys, that if you look as if you are enjoying yourself.
Exactly. No one's going to question it.
Exactly. So act like you're partying even if you're not partying.
Exactly. I mean, and yeah. just have a good time, which it probably will be for a limited amount of time.
Right.
Talking to everyone, saying happy holidays, looking what are you guys doing, what's going on for the holidays, and just enjoying your coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I think that when you're straight, you could do better networking. You know, you could end up having conversations with people that maybe you don't normally talk to. Maybe they're in leadership in a different department and you don't have access to them. Well, you don't really want to have access to them while you're, you know, not going to remember the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you want to have a conversation with them when you know, you're pretty straight. So look at it that way, that this is a professional event and this is not really a drinking event. There is drinking there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, what do people normally do? Do they have to eat? Is that...
There's usually some food there.
Yeah, usually mm-hmm. there is food. But does that help?
Does that help with alcohol, mm-hmm. absorbing the alcohol?
Or to not drink?
I think what... Sometimes. I think the things that you've mentioned, the having your own drink, having what you know you're going to say, and I like that idea of saying, not now, maybe later. Or,
oh, I'll get something later. I've right. hit my limit.
And sometimes people say, I'm driving tonight. You know, mm-hmm. whatever it is mm-hmm. that you need to say that just gives you sort of license not to commit. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to say, I don't drink. You just have
no,
to say.
No, don't say that. That's judgmental.
Right.
I would also say that I have another event I have to get to.
I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to be ready with what it is you want to say, sure, if food helps. The other thing is, and we always talk about this for people who are shyer at those kinds of events, if you have a job, of some kind of job mm-hmm. at the party, you know, if you're working the sound system or something like that, that can make you look busier
right.
and like you're having more fun than if you're just standing around.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. If you have some sort of a greeting assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could also help. But don't be intimidated. I think it can be very difficult for somebody who, you know, the other coworkers may be watching
right.
and coaxing. Don't fall into that trap or feel intimidated by that.
Well, that's the other thing that I want to bring up, and maybe we should bring it up at the break, but just the notion that this is a small startup company, and I think smaller companies often, it's more intimate in some ways. Mm-hmm. People work long, long hours. They become mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. whether they planned on doing that or not. And so just getting clear on what it means to be friendly without having to buckle to
the pressure, the social pressure.
Exactly.
Exactly. And keeping your nose clean, as they say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else on this question?
I think you covered it pretty well.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and just talk about behavior at company parties.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is the holiday season, and, you know, we do have to go to events, whether it's the company holiday party or maybe a client is having a holiday party that you have to go to, or maybe it's your significant other's company party you have to go to. I mean, they come, and, you know, you do have to go to them, and it's disrespectful really not to.
Right.
Even if you're not drinking or you're not a partier.
Yeah.
You want to,
or you don't celebrate the holidays.
Right, that's another one. It's always good to just show up.
Yeah, just show up. Put on your happy face and show up.
Put on your party clothes and just show up. And you don't have to stay long.
You don't, actually. I think appearing is really the key. 80% of what you need to do, right?
Is show up in life.
Yeah.
And also, look the part.
Look the part and be ready. Smile. I know that sounds silly, but like smiling instead of looking terrified can help. I also think
it's true. Standing in the corner,
deer in headlights.
Yeah.
I mean, well, this would be more an extrovert's thing, probably. You could come with candy canes and pass those out if you really want to keep yourself entertained. But I do think that the challenge is to be willing at holiday parties to extend yourself just a little bit, even if it's just to say hello to a number of people in the room.
Yeah, I, you know, look, companies have this because they think that staff, it's a way to say thank you.
Yes.
I mean, that's really why they have it. You know, they want to have a moment of, you know, just thanking everybody and giving them some nice food. And they think a party's the way to do that. I personally think a check works better. But, you know, a lot of companies do this.
They do.
Yeah. But I know some companies that just don't. They'd rather, you know, give you something rather than being forced to a party. But, you know, it is a professional event. I say this all the time. It is a professional event. So it is important to be seen and to go and use it professionally to talk to people you wouldn't necessarily talk to. And, you know, you don't make it all about business. You just get to know them a little bit.
Yes.
Because we like to work with people we like and we know.
Yeah. You know, I think that's such a good point. And especially, let's say, if it's a client or if it's within a company, it's a great time to go and maybe thank individuals who helped you throughout the year in one way or another, or someone who, you know, helped you solve a problem at some critical point. If, you know, if you're wondering what to do with your time, I would focus on something like that.
And then at the right moment, just slip out.
Which is probably what the boss has done already.
Definitely the boss slips out pretty quickly. They don't hang out for a long time. I think the ones that are there till the bitter end, Those are having a little too much of a good time.
But there's a good question, because there are cultures, company cultures, that might be drinking cultures. There might, remember a while back, Kathy, we had a My Crazy Office question having to do with getting high, smoking pot. Remember that? It's like a company retreat.
Oh, she was forced to. Right.
Yes. I mean, so what do you do in those situations where everyone is doing something that's really not your cup of tea?
Well, I think it's important not to make a scene about it and be a real stick in the mud. I mean, I think what she did was she took a little, enough that she didn't really feel it, so that it went unnoticed.
Yeah.
Right.
And then probably slipped out or, you know, did something else. So, and the same with drinking, you know, which is you just look like you're partaking and you don't make a big scene about it. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you just handle yourself appropriately. But, yeah, we are put into these uncomfortable situations. But, again, the most important part of it is it's not our friends.
Right.
Right.
So you're saying if you really just need to see it as a business function.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What else is it?
So in then many ways, it's like any networking event mm-hmm. or professional conference, mm-hmm. although it's got usually loud music and a few other things going on.
I go to some of our clients' holiday parties, mm-hmm. and I just don't stay that long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I make sure that I say hi to everybody and happy holidays, and yeah. I talk to people, you know, I try to get to know everybody as quickly as I can. And then I'm out in like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And no one has ever said, why didn't you stay?
It was just, the fun was just starting. Yeah. Why'd you go?
You were only there for 47 minutes and then you left.
No, that's a really good point.
No one really cares. It's true.
Also, there's always a lot of parties during the holiday season, so it's very easy to say, I've got two parties tonight. This is my first.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna check out soon.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you have any holiday party stories that you remember of just bizarre experiences?
Well, I remember when I was really young going to, I won't say the company, and there were a lot of hookups.
Yeah.
And I there were.
Logan is shaking his head for our listening
and
audience.
And I think taught me, I learned that fairly early.
Yeah.
Because then, of course, the rest of the year, mm-hmm. that's all anybody talked about.
Yeah.
And those people, the women, not so much the men, were labeled.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's interesting. So
that worked against them. And by the way, most of them were married.
They were married and they were hooking up not with their spouses.
Exactly, at the Christmas party.
So they were having some Christmas cheer.
underneath the mistletoe, exactly.
I mean, it was an opportunity.
Under the guise of the mistletoe.
Everybody liked everybody, and it was a fun, business was good, and people were in different offices in different locations, and, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff just happens, if you wanted to.
It does. So I went to one Christmas party that was also had an interesting flavor to it. And one of the highlights was that someone did become quite inebriated mm-hmm. and ended up exposing themselves.
What? What do you mean? What they did?
Well, they were dancing. It was disco, and they just opened their shirt and closed their shirt.
A guy or a girl?
It was a woman.
Uh huh.
It wasn't her best moment, I don't think.
But everybody loved it and was egging her on in the moment. Yeah.
In the moment, I'm
what
sure.
What happened after?
Well, afterwards, she had a lot of explaining to do. You know, the next later, the following week. I don't think she was happy that had happened. So it's a good example, actually, of drinking more than you wanted to drink and doing more than you wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how far she went
Yikes.
At a company party. I mean, would she have gone that far with her friends? Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, Which is fine.
Maybe.
It is fine. Although
with her friends.
Right.
Right. But this is actually what I see in the question of today, which is that this individual has made a decision to stop drinking.
Right.
And potentially, for many people, drinking is a problem. Like, mm-hmm. when you start drinking, you can't stop. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that your personality changes, mm-hmm. and then you black out and you don't remember what you did. Mm-hmm. So I take it very seriously when someone says that they've stopped drinking and they don't want to now mm-hmm. at this party, and to appreciate that you may be someone who literally has like an allergy to alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so your body has a chemical reaction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very interested in recovery and how people are able to get off of alcohol and drugs if that is a real problem for you. And this time of year is called the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Yeah, they disappear. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we really support you in getting support of not having to drink, especially if you don't want to.
You know, if it's so difficult for somebody, why not, you know, come down with the flu that morning?
Yeah, right.
Or, you know, a migraine or something.
Right.
I mean, I would look for something that sounds legit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A reason why you can't go. This is not mandatory.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not taking attendance and, you know, going to dock your pay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your well-being matters the most.
Yeah, and if you're somebody who, after a couple of drinks, likes to have more fun than you should around your coworkers, I would not drink at this event. You know, go drink later.
Right.
Right.
That's a great point. make sure to...
These parties don't usually go on forever. There may be a party after the party.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that, again, I would still be very, very careful when it's around your work. You know, your reputation stays with you for longer than you think. A good reputation, you have to maintain. A bad reputation takes years to get beyond.
Yeah.
If you ever get beyond it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a client who they just hired a new CEO where she's working, and I Googled him, and it came up that he was a party guy when he worked at another company. And it was years ago, but it still came up on the first page of his Google. And, like, oh, my God, but they still hired him. I don't know how he talked that away.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the other challenge now with social media is that you don't want an image, a compromised image, or compromising image of you showing up on Instagram, Facebook,
everyone
Snapchat.
Has a camera.
Yep.
Everyone's carrying a camera, so you better, be really careful.
And Santa's always watching.
So. Whether you're naughty or nice.
Santa's always watching.
He knows if you're naughty or nice.
All right. So we're encouraging you, if you don't want to drink, don't drink. If it's really challenged for you, you can even suddenly get sick and stay home. Get support around it. Be ready with the drink that you know you're going to have. Come early and leave early. Have a job if that helps you feel like you're more participatory. And just go and have a short good time and go home.
This is your reputation.
This is your reputation. That's it for this week. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories and advice about drinking and holiday parties. Vote for us on Podcastland and please review us on iTunes. Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.